everybody, to the Mesa City Council meeting for March 2nd, 2009. I am Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's my honor and privilege to conduct this meeting. We'll begin with an invocation by Executive Pastor Danny Dodson of Central Christian Church, and then have a Pledge of Allegiance led by Lincoln Goodman of Troop 766. Please rise.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you tonight that we can come to you in a land that is as great as this one, where we have the freedom to participate in the process of our country and our community like we can even here tonight. And God, I thank you for the blessings that you have poured out upon this country. I thank you for this state. I thank you for this city and for the chance for us to be a part of what is going on here. I pray for Mayor Smith. I pray for every council member tonight. I ask that you would guide them, give them wisdom and discernment. I thank you for the preparation that they put into coming to a meeting like this in order to be interacting, in order to lead. And I ask that you protect them and watch over them and give them the support and encouragement, not only from the people here in this city, but also, Father, from you. And I ask that you would help all of us tonight to understand how grateful we should be to live in a way that, Father, we are blessed beyond 99% of the rest of this world. And even in an economic downturn and in a time when things look bleak, we are still provided for and watched out for and taken care of by your hand. And may we not forget to be thankful to you for all of that. Father, again, watch over this council and this mayor. I pray that you will guide them, that you will lead them, that you will give them strength and courage to lead this city. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Please be seated. Thank you, Pastor Dodson and Lincoln. We also have with us members of Troop 288 and Troop 655. So, welcome. We're going to get that. Thank you. Got it here on my list. We would like to excuse, however, Councilmember Richens. Councilmember Richens and his wife Laura today became parents once again, a new baby girl, and we congratulate them. And obviously, he's excused from this meeting. So, before we go on, we have some other special guests, and Ms. Pat Esparza, who is chair of our Planning and Zoning Commission. If you would please give us some background on our special guests.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Pat Esparza. I'm with Mesa Sister Cities, and I am the Wyma Student Exchange Program Chair. It's my pleasure to be here on behalf of Mesa Sister Cities to introduce our visitors from one of our own sister cities, Wyma, Sonora, Mexico. The purpose of Mesa Sister Cities is to foster international cooperation and understanding through community involvement and people-to-people relationships between Mesa citizens and those other countries. Our five sister cities include Guaymas, Mexico, Garas, Peru, Upper Hutt, New Zealand, Kaiping, China, and Burnaby, Canada. Our belief is that through a variety of exchange programs developed with each sister city, a bridge of international understanding can be built. The goal for the program is for each community to learn more about each other and to develop lasting and meaningful exchanges in many areas, including education, business, culture, technology, medicine, and the arts. These exchange programs give people, organizations, and businesses the opportunity to enhance their quality of life as they share and build in their respective areas of interest. The Mesa Sister Cities Association meets on the second Tuesday of each month at 7:30 at the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. So for more information, log on to www.mesasistercities.com. Okay, I'd like for everyone to kindly welcome our guests from the Visiting School of Guaymas, Mexico. Their school is Centro de Estudios Tecnológicos del Mar, or CETMAR. In translation, that's the Center for Technological Studies of the Sea. The principal is Dr. Rosario Maldonado Amparo, and he was not able to be with us tonight. He did come yesterday and bring the students with him. But we have today Mrs. Cecilia Ramirez, who is a teacher at CETMAR. Cecilia? It's also my pleasure to introduce to you our five students for this year. Berenice Tatamis. Stand up. And stay standing. Jonathan Quintero. Cesar Navarro. Jocelyn Perez. And Diego Arbayo. They are all attending the East Valley Institute of Technology, EVIT, here in Mesa, and of course it's the best technological school in the country. And their school attendance dates will be from today through the 13th, so they're here for 2 weeks. And they're studying, they come from a technological school in Guaymas, so they're studying pretty much the same as their programs in Guaymas. However, they're also going to explore other fields. And finally, I'd like to give some special thanks to Dr. Sally Downey for graciously hosting these five students at EVIT, to the members of Sister Cities who have coordinated many activities while they are here, which include the museums, the Mesa Arts Center, Oregon Stop Pizza, that's where Vice Mayor Jones and his wife are going to take them, the Riparian Reserve, the Grand Canyon, and of course my favorite, laser tag. And finally, special thanks go to the following host families. Tony and Eric Cobet, if you could please stand. Scott and Teresita Krenitsky and their family. Oscar and Maria Mancinas and their family. Rob and Dina Morris and their family. Kindly stand if they're not doing it. And Chris Esparza and myself and my family. Mayor, Council, thank you for the opportunity to introduce our guests today.
Thank you so very much. And on behalf of the city and as mayor, welcome to Mesa. And I hope you have a great time. And
En español?
Okay. De la ciudad de Mesa, muy bienvenidos y ojalá que tengan ustedes un gran tiempo y un viaje feliz y que tengan un buen tiempo aquí en nuestra ciudad. Que es tan lindísimo. Okay? Thank you. Thank you so very much. And if you have a hard time understanding us speaking, don't worry, most English-speaking people have a hard time understanding what we're saying. So, well, thank you very much, and welcome. The first item on our agenda is to take action on consent agenda items. Mr. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card at the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Arizona Museum for Youth Friends Incorporated for a one-day event on April 25th. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Community Asset and Resource Enterprise Partnership for a two-day event Tuesday, March 17th from 6 a.m. to Wednesday, March 18th at 1:30 a.m. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Christ the King one-day event on March 21st. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Liberty Wildlife three-day event March 27th, 28th, and 29th. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase one regenerative air street sweeper. Funding is available from the MAG Congestion Mitigation Air Quality Grant Funds and Mesa's Federal Environmental Compliance Fee. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase two replacement heavy-duty front-loading refuse trucks. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase 11 replacement heavy-duty automated side-loading refuse trucks. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase 1 1/2-ton flatbed truck. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase bulk water delivery system. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase fixed-wing aircraft for police department. This item is public safety bond funded. Item 4G, act on contract for CAP water treatment plant improvements. Funding is available from the approved fiscal year 08-09 Capital One water bond program. Item 5A, act on resolution approving development agreement with Dolphin Quantum for completion of subdivision improvements, 6735 East Encanto. Item 5B, act on resolution approving agreement with Pima County Sheriff's Department for grant funds to purchase portable radios. Item 5C, act on resolution approving agreement between ADOT Aeronautics Division and City of Mesa to construct perimeter access control at Falcon Field. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing investment in the local government investment pool for an aviation fund grant. Item 5E, act on resolution approving agreement with the Federal Aviation Administration to expand the aircraft run-up area apron and runway safety area. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing the Deputy City Manager and Controller to declare intent on behalf of the city to reimburse eligible bond expenses. Item 5G, act on resolution to change the name of the Airport Authority to Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority. Item 6A, introduce an ordinance for March 23rd, Z09-01, 5500 block of East McKellops for development of two-story homes. Item 6B, introduce ordinance for March 23rd, Z09-02, 2051 South Dobson Road, Suite 7, for operation of a tattoo parlor. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending various sections of Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 8A, act on resolution approving a pre-annexation and development agreement with Trueno Montana and Linda Ray Ramsey for development of property located at 90th and Oak Street. And item 8B, act on ordinance for A06-26, annexing land south of Thomas, east of Haas Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any council members who wish to remove any of the items from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from citizens to remove any of the items?
No requests, Mayor.
Are there any entertain a motion then? We have a motion by Councilmember Summers and a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion on the consent? Vice Mayor.
I just want to, for the record, on 6B, we'll go ahead and allow the introduction, but I will not be supporting that when the action comes forward.
And that action will come forward for final vote in 2 weeks, next council meeting. It's 3 weeks, the 23rd, I guess, is when it is. Okay? So we're just introducing tonight. Any other discussion? Okay, please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Richens absent. The consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. We have two requests from citizens present to speak. The first speaker will be James E. Gardner, Jr. Mr. Gardner, if you would restate your name and your address for the record, please. And you have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
I'm James E. Gardner, Jr. My address is 2502 North Lazona. On the 12th of January of this year, I met with the Deputy City Manager, Brian Raines, and explained to him that I had come under information that several of his staff have been involved in fraudulent purchases. He said he would look into it, and immediately within 10 days, he did look into it and called me in and canceled my contract, for which I had held for 14 years. He said the reason behind the cancellation of my contract was because the contract no longer met the needs of the city. The real reason was Mr. Raines was embarrassed because of all the embezzlement had taken place under his watch. In the last 6 months, the city of Mesa has entered into contracts of nearly $200,000, all of which have been illegal. They have not met city standards. They have not met the city code. They have not met the Arizona statutes that pertain to them. They were all violations of city process. Nine of those violations also constituted violations of the statutes of the state of Arizona relating to contractor licensing. Those are first-class misdemeanors. The punishment is $2,500 per crime or 6 months in jail. The city has failed to act on that, so I contacted the Register of Contractors, filed a complaint on the behalf of the taxpayers of the city of Mesa. That has been lodged. It has been accepted. It has been called for, and they will have a hearing in 15 days to determine the fate of the painting contractor who has used fraudulent licensing to perform these contracts. If these same individuals that are representing the staff of the city of Mesa had stolen a loaf of bread for $1.29 to save their nieces and nephews from starvation, the punishment would have been rapid and just. But because it's taxpayers' money, it has taken over 50 days for me to get any response. I have waited 50 days, 10 hours, and about 27 minutes to get a proper response on this. I feel like it's a terrible injustice that when a citizen of the city of Mesa comes to their city officials and asks in good faith questions, that they are in turn punished, humiliated, and called to justify any of their actions. I feel like something needs to be done, and I pray that you will do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gardner. And just not to answer, I can't talk to you specific on this, but just to let everyone know that Mr. Gardner has spoken with members of this council and with me on these items before, and the city auditor who works for the city council has been made aware of that, and we are awaiting his report on some of the things that have been brought up.
The only problem I have is I've already been told that I could complete three projects that were approved prior to the termination of my contract, and since then they have also been terminated. And they are projects that are urgent for the fire department and for the Mesa Arts Center. Thank you,
Mr. Gardner. The next speaker is Jim Gardner, Sr. Mr. Gardner, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here, Mayor Smith. I'm one of the surviving freeholders that had charge of drawing up the charter for the city of Mesa. I was very glad to do that and spend the time, the wonderful men that we was able to work with, and women, on that project. What I have to say to you today is this. Please be more diligent in exercising and following the charter. That's all I ask. I appreciate all that all of you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gardner, and thank you so very much for your service. We appreciate that. Okay, Ms. Crocker, any more requests to speak from citizens?
No additional requests, Mayor.
Okay.
Move for adjournment.
We have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, second from Council Member Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.